Whenever you guys are ready, be recording. Be
our recording. Slang, I guess our slang, you know what I mean, meant something to us, and maybe other people were probably like, what the fuck?
You mean like what slang?
Let me say like, you know,
what is our slang?
You know, like, yo, man, done that, man. You know, shit like that.
Hey, hold on, hold
or
on.
Or brethren, hold when on. You call, yo, brethren.
You said our slang.
What, like, go on. When I mean our slang, I'm saying back in our days, the slang they used to use that we somewhat of us can understand now.
Yeah.
But this dead ass, I don't know, man.
All right.
Well, that's the new Toronto. It's not new. I don't know how come you never heard that.
I've never heard the dead ass. I've heard the fire, but I didn't really pick up on fire.
Yeah, eh?
I start hearing people, yeah, man, that track was fire, but B. I'm like, yeah, B.
No, nah, but that's, you don't need to, like, yeah, that's easy to understand.
Understood. What, fire?
Yeah.
I just never took it in, I'm saying.
Mm.
That I can
wait. Get. You've never used the word fire to describe something that's hot.
No. I don't ever recall using that. My boys, if I say, yo, that album's fire.
To me, like, yeah, is that even slang or is that just something everybody
I don't
uses?
A precise description.
To me, I would just walk, yo, that man's album is sick, bro. Yeah. Like, it's, you know, wicked.
Wicked, sick.
I'm gonna say, yeah. Yo, fire. I know DJs call fire upon that, man, yo.
Nah.
I saw a video on YouTube. They were talking about Nate Dogg's son's rapping or some shit like that.
Oh, I didn't know he had a son.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, and they were like, oh, yeah, so the caption was Nate Dogg's son's got the South or something like that, and he's fire, fire, fire. Uh-huh. So I started listening for that fire.
Oh, he's whack.
In my opinion... You should have just used one fire
symbol. Not even
not
one.
Four.
Have you guys seen that?
One is enough, no?
It's Tom Hanks.
Not well. The way they exaggerated it, I figured it was like, yeah, this dude is like. But anyway.
So what did it mean by he's got the South? Thing. Like that's his style. Like
I'm not even sure if it was the South, but it was something to that extent.
Maybe wherever
Nate
southern,
Dogg's
yeah.
from, like he's got that area type.
That
shit.
Southern.
Oh,
sound,
Nate Dogg is an LA dude, no?
Is he from LA or is he? Yeah, probably. Yeah.
He repped LA.
I know he repped LA. Yeah. Yeah.
DPGC.
But what I'm saying is, I don't. Yeah, the South was that. The South was. It's probably like, you know what I mean. He's probably from down south. His son or something
know.
Like
I
that.
Honestly, I don't know. I just thought it was funny. Fire! 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 Fire.
Yeah.
And I was still waiting for the fire at the end of the song.
Yo, that meal is fire. This tea is fire, bro.
It's tea.
Yeah, I'll check that. What's his name? I'll find him. Check it out.
Nate Dogg's son?
Yeah. Something
check
dog?
Check out. What's that actor's name's son, though, man? Fucking Tom Hanks. This shit is like posted. I laugh, right? Man. I don't know much about him, but my wife, he showed me something about Tom Hanks' son. He thinks he's Jamaican, I guess, now.
Yeah, yeah.
He talks patois.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah? Yeah, he did some. You didn't see, he went viral a little bit. He's trying to promote something, though. He's a DJ, right?
Or I don't know. Some I don't sort know of rapper. Nothing about him. She was just showing me this thing on Tom Hanks' son, and I was dying. I said,
For a white person, he wasn't
black,
bad.
Or is he
No. He was just doing that, trying to promote something. He was, I think he visited Jamaica, and he's like, And then he put on the accent talking about bigging up Jamaica and shit. And it was funny.
Oh,
okay. It was funny.
Oh, his intention was to be funny.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah
okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know all that, man.
Yeah, because at the end or in one of the other videos, he switches up and he's like, hey, he tells people what his intentions were.
Oh,
how he loves the Jamaican culture, blah, blah, blah. And then he said something at the end. I think he was just trying to promote something. But it worked because he went viral.
Yeah.
Because you know, it's funny when white people try to talk like
that,
right?
The patois.
I can see he does sound better than some of the white people, but he still sounds funny. Right?
Yeah.
I've heard some really good ones. I ain't hear him, so I should.
No, if you hear him, you'll laugh. Well, I laughed.
Yeah, it was supposed to. You're supposed to laugh.
Yeah.
Apparently that's
so. If that was his intention, he did a good job, Hanks.
Yeah.
Whatever, Hanks.
Something Hanks. He's like one of the last, I'm not sure if they had a good relationship. I don't know.
Oh.
Yeah.
Are you... I know we're not actually recording.
Oh, we're recording.
Oh, I thought you were doing a test.
We've been recording.
Yeah, what you talking about, man?
All right, man. Well, because usually I'm used to an intro, man. A music intro or something. So.
And that's our intro for BRT.
All right.
Welcome back. This is the Broken Round Table Podcast. Episode 22 or some shit like that.
Yeah, 22.
22.
Trying to get my health out here, man.
We back drinking some tea.
Some tea.
Some healthy tea. What's in those teas you guys are sipping on?
Oh, I just got spearmint. I just felt like
spearmint.
Cool down. We say burdock. Murdoch.
Yeah, yours is Yellow Dog, Burdock, some Mullein.
Learn those names, eh? Because that'll save your life, you know.
Some Mullein. Yeah. What's that?
Mullein is good for like headaches and sore throats and shit like that. Mostly like, yeah.
And the Burdock is good for your blood and
asthma and stuff like that. Sorry?
Burdock is good
iron supplement, the blood cleanser. Yeah,
right.
Yellow Dog is a blood
cleanser. I actually had the thing that you guys sold to me, because I do that every morning now with the oatmeal. I throw the powder in.
Yeah.
The sea moss. What's it mixed with? What's in there? Burdock or yellow dog? Or both?
In the sea moss?
It's written on the thing.
Yeah, in the sea moss now, it's so you could get the full 102 minerals that your body's supposed to get on a daily basis.
Right.
It's got Irish moss, bladderwrack, and burdock.
Oh, it does have burdock. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so I run that in my oatmeal every morning.
Yeah,
they're good for your shakes. You put them in shakes too, and that stuff.
Yep,
put
them. I guess you could.
I do.
I don't make shakes right now, but
I actually need some, so I'm gonna buy that to put that on my list.
Yeah.
Put that shit on, yo. Let's get into. We're talking about off camera. Well, we don't have a camera right now, but we're talking off the cast earlier. Come on, man.
Well, the dopey them? No.
No. I don't even know what that
is. Sleep paralysis?
Sleep paralysis and out-of-body experiences.
Out-of-body experiences.
What is up with that? Yeah, so I was telling you guys, I think it was last night, I was listening to... So, should I plug the radio station or who gives a fuck?
Yeah, it's cool.
On 1010 they had...
George Nuri. I think he's...
He comes on a lot of different stations, I believe.
Yeah. Late night, usually.
Yeah. It was after 12 o'clock and...
This is not his show, though.
It is his show.
Comes on.
I think he's stationed in LA or something. I'm not sure. Somewhere in the States, but a lot of different radio stations are around North America. They air his show on their channels late night.
Yeah, he's been going for a very long time.
Yeah. I think I first started listening to him maybe like, not listening, I'm not like an avid listener, but maybe 10 years ago is when I first heard him. Mm-hmm. So it's one of those shows you're listening to the radio, it's late at night, and it catches your eye. This is how it caught me, right? They got people that call in and they tell what it's seemingly random and some outlandish stories, seemingly, right?
Yeah. Okay.
And then it's like, all right, these people sound kind of cuckoo, but let me listen some more to see where this is going.
Yeah.
So you hear shit about, alien abductions. You hear shit about, the stuff that I heard last night. So outer body experiences, sleep paralysis.
Yep.
Now those things
magic
are a little
close.
We see that again. Magic. It depends on how you know what I mean. It you can call it magic, but people might look at it in a different way.
Call what magic?
Whatever their experience is, something that they believe is not of this. I wouldn't say universe, but like you know what I mean. Something they can't explain.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Right?
They would call magic.
Yeah.
For some people, we laugh at that, but.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So 10 years ago when I first heard it, like you hear a caller talking about, I got abducted by an alien last year and they're telling their stories and it's like, I was like, all right, cool. But then the funny part is at the time was that you got so usually he has a special guest on that's an expert at one of these things, whether it's outer body experiences or sleep paralysis or... magic or there's usually an expert and somebody calls in to ask the expert a question. Hey, this happened to me last week. What do you think it means? Was this just last night somebody asked about, hey, was this just a coincidence? I keep seeing the same numbers and patterns all the time when it refers to a specific person.
Mm-hmm.
What is that? And then the expert will tell them something like, I heard last night, it sounds outlandish, like what? But to be honest, it keeps you interested, man. I was very, I was listening to it and, you know, I didn't, usually people will turn off and change the station or whatever. But it's pretty interesting.
In that conversation, what caught your interest? Was it something like you had like experiences yourself that related to what?
One of the callers mentioned something about outer body experience.
Okay.
And, you know, I think I had one of those because I used to get, I can't remember the last time it happened to me, but sleep paralysis.
Mm-hmm.
That used to happen to me. It actually, it didn't used to happen to me a lot. Mm-hmm. It started, I remember the specific time it started. I believe it was like in 2011, 2011, 2012 was when I first experienced it.
First time.
And it was one of those situations that scared the shit out of me because, like, you're conscious, you're sleeping,
yeah,
and your mind is conscious, but your body is not moving, and you're aware of this, bro. So it's one of those situations where, when I first felt it, I had no idea what it was.
Yeah.
And the first thing you do is you try to fight it right away.
Oh, man, that's...
And I find that when the more you try to fight it, the more you can't move. So sleep paralysis is actually a real thing.
Yes.
Right? That's real for sure. A lot of people...
But the outer body.
A lot of people question the outer body experiences type stuff. So one of the incidences that I can remember vividly was me seeing myself sleeping and struggling.
Fucked.
So that was one of the incidents... when I had sleep paralysis. I think that probably was in 2013 or 14. And it was just a fucked up experience, man. You think, at one point, I was like, all right, if this is the way I got to go, just give into it and just
that
relax.
Was what you took on that. Like, that's how you felt.
The first, the second time was when I did that. It was the first time I tried to fight it, it didn't work. And I found that I relaxed and I woke up. But the second time, I'm like, you know, this is the way I got to go. And so I just, like, gave in. That's it. Yeah. And then I woke up. So I find that if you try to fight it, the worse it gets. Yeah, but if you relax, you'll come out of it
and it's only
eventually.
Twice. It's only twice it's happened to you?
No, no. It's happened to me at least like 8 times, I would say.
Oh, wow.
The last time, maybe a year and a half, 2 years ago, I would say.
Okay,
I can't remember exactly what it is. But yeah, people call in and they... If I never would have experienced something like that...
You wouldn't have probably...
Right, I probably would have been like, the fuck you talking about? Like, crazy people calling and talking this shit.
Yeah. But you hear, if I think if you follow, it's the show is Coast to Coast, by the way. Coast.
Yeah, Coast to Coast, Jordan.
If you, because I've been listening to it for a long time now, too. Not as often, but especially on my late shifts when I'm coming home.
Right.
That's the best thing for me to listen to. I don't want to hear music
that
late. So I I prefer to listen to someone speak. So that's why I listen to that show. And when you hear so many stories, like even just the alien thing, like there's so many people calling in and telling similar stories. It's like eventually you're like, wait, you know, something's up.
Because
at first I thought the same thing too. Like, let me hear these crazy stories.
They were entertaining because it's like, let's hear these crazy motherfuckers calling and talking all this shit.
Yeah, and it's like some of my first ones, my first time listening to the shows, like they were talking about the animals getting mutilated, but seemingly, but like the way they're mutilated, it's by tools that we don't have. Like there's no tool or machinery.
I've heard shit like that years
that we
ago
have
too.
Here, I could make such precise cuts.
Yeah.
And, you know, no jagged edges. Like,
all that has to do with those fields and the fields too.
Usually most of these stories come from country areas.
Yeah.
And I think that's another reason, because I thought about that. It's like we in the city don't get it because we don't have anyone close to us that tells these stories.
It's
understandable, right? It's understandable that alien abduction wouldn't happen in the city because there's so much.
Too many witnesses?
I suppose.
But hold on. It's funny, though, because haven't you... So let me ask you guys a question. Is it art imitating life or life imitating art? Because you see a lot of movies with the same situations that Dane just described where like a good writer writes stuff like that into their script talking about, you know, like exactly what you just said.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So are people...
Is it coming from the story, his imagination? But
exactly.
He could be getting it from the stories too.
Yeah.
Right. Well, there you go. So it's like.
But what I mean, the only way, I mean, for some people to believe it, because I wouldn't believe that kind of stuff either myself.
Mm-hmm.
But when you have certain experiences in life where you can't explain yourself,
something
happens to you where you're like, and you know, oh, I can't talk to anybody about this because I'll sound crazy or whatever. I think that's when you start to really look into these stories. And then you start to be like, hey, you know what? I could understand something like that because
I've
been through something.
Because there's a thing. If somebody had told me that they've had an out-of-body experience before, I'm not sure if that's what I had. Mm-hmm. But if somebody had told me before that incident, I probably would have been like a little bit skeptical.
But how are you not sure? Like, if you know you were awake... You know what I'm saying? If you know you were awake 100%, then you know then that was an out of body experience.
Sometimes you wake up and you're not sure if what happened
was a dream.
If it was a dream, exactly.
I've had that. But when I was saying, you see how you were explaining before, you were looking at yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
my dream never went that far. Like mine was like, it was a dream that continued. Like I had a dream and then it continued. And then when I woke up, it was like my body froze and I felt like somebody was doing something to me and I couldn't move. Mm. I knew I was awake. You know what I mean? And then later on, when my mother came to confirm that I was making noise and calling out to her, is when I was like, okay, I was awake. Mm. But it did feel like, what if I was actually sleeping and I thought I was awake?
Mm-hmm. Here's the thing for me. I don't want this to happen to me again, but I would hope that if it does happen again, because it's never happened with somebody sleeping beside me.
Oh, okay.
I'm always alone.
Yeah.
So I would like for someone to like monitor and see what's going on with me without trying to. I'm not sure if you're supposed to wake someone that's experiencing sleep paralysis or whatever.
Oh, I'm not sure.
And what it could do.
Yeah.
That would be a deep sleep.
But they wouldn't. They wouldn't have to. I would assume because it's not. So far, it hasn't been harmful to you. So there's no reason to wake you. But to monitor it, yeah.
To monitor, just to see like what I'm actually doing. Am I actually struggling? Like what's going on? Because in your mind, you are struggling to wake up.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't, your body's not responding. But you're conscious. So it was just a weird experience. But so last night you had people calling in talking about that. Mm. And they had an expert talking about magic and magic being real. Like that's a thing. So he said there's no such thing as coincidences. It's all magic. And it's funny because Jawahar, she was in the car with me and we started laughing. He's like, what the fuck is going on here? Right? Mm. She's like, what are these people talking about? But hey, it's something to think about, man. I don't know. I don't know.
It's just the words you decide to call it, but there is something else out there.
Is there?
I mean? Hey. With a higher power, I believe, man. And it's just like I was telling you guys before. It's like looking at a body on the floor, a skeleton on the floor, and that thing was up breathing. It was us. Like, there's got to be something else out there.
Yeah. You know what I mean? A lot of people say that's God.
Whatever they want to call it. Again, like you call it magic. You call it God.
I guess there you
go. There's something else out there, you know? It's another entity, another that you can't explain.
Yeah, but see, it's my thing is, I don't feel like you need... a lot of people think I'm atheist. Even recently.
Probably are, but it's cool.
I'm not. No, I'm not. I could tell you whether I am or not.
Yeah.
And usually, because of the way I speak about religion, I think people think that I'm an atheist, but I'm not. And the way I go about explaining it is, if you've never seen an ant, but you've seen an ant hill before, you would assume that that's something made that ant hill or created that or had something to do with why it's there. And you would never be able to tell what an ant... Well, you'll be able to tell to a certain extent what an ant looks like, but you won't be sure until you see an ant. If you've never seen an ant, then you still know that something was involved in the creation of that ant hill or hole or home.
Well, they wouldn't call it ant hill. They would just call it whatever. They would,
exactly. They'd call it whatever that mound is. And that's the way I feel about... that's the way I feel about the whole universe type thing.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I don't believe in theories, so the Big Bang Theory doesn't make sense to me. And even if it did, it's still a theory.
Yeah.
But when you look at the universe and how it works, it's like, okay, I don't know what was involved in the creation. I don't know who or what created it. You know, there's something. Yeah. But that's just my opinion. And I don't claim to know anything about this God, if you want to call it that, or what it looks like, how it thinks, or anything
like
that.
What the intentions are.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But I just know that, you know, because there's an anthill there, then there's something. There's an ant out there somewhere.
Exactly, man. But what we don't see and we don't know, and again, we can't explain.
Exactly.
We would just say,
that's how I go about it, because I'm not going to try to explain something I don't fully understand.
Yeah.
It's just...
But it does bend that curiosity, man, where you're always like, man, I want to know.
For sure.
And it can get scary, but I want
to
know.
Yeah, you spoke to Moses in the burning bush, why don't you come speak to me? Burn my TV and talk to me.
Oh, man. But there's so many ways to go around that, you know what I mean? When it comes to this.
Yeah, a lot of ways you could speculate, right? But why? Why even? Because you could be wrong.
What do you mean, why speculate? Why not speculate?
Why?
Isn't that out of curiosity?
Well, yeah. Okay. You're right. You could speculate, but don't tell people. Don't speak as a matter of factly about it.
Right. You don't know exactly. Yeah, okay.
Because nobody actually
I think you're right, though. Individuals should speculate. Individuals should be curious about it. But don't spread it to people like this is a factor.
Right.
Yeah.
Because who actually knows, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you and I spoke about the schizophrenia before. I don't know if you ever talked about it on the podcast, but I think you're right in that aspect. It's like
I think we did have a
we did we spoke about yeah. something I'm like not that. Sure. I
can't we might have tipped on it a little bit.
But that's we got a religion episode coming.
Yeah, not even so in terms of. Now, we're not going to talk religion now, but in terms of spirituality, though, in terms of sparking the curiosity, it's funny because I've always wanted to do that. It's actually part of why I started looking up African history, right? I want to start with that.
Exploring that.
Just to see where a lot of things came from. Right,
because you're sick of the story, just hearing the stories.
Well, yeah, because I know that there's a lot of stuff that's been appropriated from African culture. So I just want to see, is religion one of those things? That's actually one of the first reasons I wanted to learn African history. Reading the books that we shouted out on the cast in the past few weeks, that helps. But I actually want to go deep into it, where like do some actual research,
and travel,
and why not? Right. Go back to the land where everything probably started. Like, I would love to visit Ethiopia, Uganda.
Speaking of going back to the land, I have this family member, amazing woman, religious, and she went to...
Aren't they all amazing?
She's amazing outside of the religion. she went to Jerusalem. This is in Egypt.
Okay. That's the birthplace of
Jesus.
Jesus Christ. They say right in Bethlehem.
So we picked her up. We went to that show in Keisha's thing in
the Talking Tales.
We went to Talking Tales.
Yeah, shout out to that.
Yeah,
they have something coming up in July.
I should have had more information.
We'll
talk about it.
I'm gonna try.
We'll shout it out when it's coming up again. Yeah, so it's. I think she's gonna do one in the summer. Very good show.
Yeah.
Very good for kids. So on the way there, because I had to pick her up, we picked her up to take her because she didn't have a ride. And she was excited about this trip to Jerusalem.
Right.
And the birthplace of too. Jesus. And you know what she said? She said, oh, I know it's not real.
She knows what's not real.
She knows the area, the setup. She knows it was props, the boat or the manger. I don't know.
The manger for Jesus Christ himself.
Yeah, apparently the setup in the area that she's been, like it's propped up.
Okay.
So there's like some boats.
And
a bunch of other shit. So
it's like a tourist attraction?
It pretty much. Yeah, exactly. Okay, exactly.
Right. And they probably have the manger sitting there or something like that.
I didn't ask her to explain because it threw me off. So I didn't even dig into the conversation. But it threw me off because she was so excited. And she said she spoke first about the way she felt being there. Like she was in the presence of, you know, of Jesus, the place he was born, the place he grew up.
Right.
Okay. In the place he spent time, like she felt, I guess, spiritually
connected or something.
Yeah, and then after saying that, she said, "Oh, I know, you know, even though I know it's props and
that would mess me up.
That shit threw me off.
That would mess me up.
So you know that shit was set up,
but you felt fake,
and you still.
Yeah,
I get it though.
I understand it, but
yeah, because if she was born and raised Christian, there's gonna be that you're gonna have that pull and that.
Yeah,
that's your own energy given off. That's your own.
But think about that, though. Think about that. That's crazy because she probably didn't have to be in Jerusalem
to get.
Or maybe it is because she thought she was in the place where you actually. Maybe the props didn't mean much. Maybe just because she was somewhere else. Like,
but that's what I'm saying. That's her own energy giving off. Like it's her feeling.
But that's my point. Like so, then I could set this
apart. Yeah, I know exactly where you're going.
In a way where someone that's religious could feel spiritually attached. Then, just like
but what was embedded in her mind from young.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Is that is the spot? So no matter where you set this thing up to them, unless they feel they're there.
They'll feel in the presence. Like I feel like it's the same thing when it comes to the image that they put forth for Jesus. I feel like people they don't think that it means much in terms of color and what he should actually look like. But
they don't.
They've seen that shit for so much. Growing up, they've been in religion for so long. They've seen that image for so. It's like I'm pretty sure they're spiritually attached to it.
Yeah, no doubt.
Right.
Yeah.
Even though they say that shit doesn't matter.
Yeah, no doubt. So what, she just came back. So
She not too long came back.
Okay. Yeah, I wouldn't mind going to see what Jerusalem's like. You know what I mean? Because like I said, we were born and we were raised in that religion. And like Dane was saying earlier. Mm-hmm. It's not that I'm not at a point where a lot of people do, not a lot, but a few people do ask me. So it's like, what are you now? Do you not believe in? And it's like, I don't know, right? Yeah, I just want to search and find something to see. I'm just curious as to.
I find that's how it should be. You should want to research and search and find it for yourself. Because in a way, what was given to us, and I've had this argument with my brothers many times, what was given to us was back then. What happened to now? You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, what happened to all these years?
Yeah. No, it's the same thing. Oh, what do you mean? Because it's the same thing they're teaching us and the kids now,
but
right?
But that's what I'm looking at. It's what you were taught back then as to what they're teaching now. But don't you want your own experience? Your own, you know what I'm saying? To say, like, you believe in Jesus.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Now, to me, it's like, okay, you saw Jesus as this. I want to go and travel and see how other people saw Jesus and like so I can know it for myself.
Right.
And I could judge for myself. Mm-hmm. So that's why I'm saying, you would want to go and research. You want to go and travel. Well, you should. You should.
Here's the thing. I feel like if there is this entity that's looking down and watching over us and want us to know truth and right and wrong and whatnot, you know, the New Testament is like a third testament or a third Bible or a second Bible or whatever is long overdue. Yeah. I feel like you should be wise enough to give us a new message.
So he's got to choose a new prophet.
Okay.
Are you volunteering?
I'm volunteering. You got to, like I said, you got to light my TV up and speak to me.
Yeah. Man.
We need a new message.
Like you did Moses in the burning bush. No, man, but I agree with you.
You're going back to Moses. That's Old Testament.
Well, exactly. Yeah. What?
There's been
who wrote the new one? Shit.
There's been newer ones, bro.
It's been a lot of different ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But on a serious note though, like his point makes a lot of sense, right? There have been messages in times of like every whatever, I'm not sure what the interval of time was, but you had messages, you had prophets in the Old Testament, you had Jesus in the New Testament.
Yeah.
You had for Islam, you had Muhammad.
Yeah.
So, you know, are we bound to get a new message? But apparently, after him, God said that's the last true prophet. So,
yeah.
So Dane, I don't know, man. You might not get what you're asking for.
Seven total.
That's the last one, bro.
Yeah.
That's it. So then we just gotta drop this whole religion.
Drop what?
Religion.
Yeah.
Or just pick up schizophrenia. Yeah, man.
Are you saying that's how they
I hear voices.
So on to today's topic. So Lonnie, your wife, she sent that link to Mr. the so recently Alabama executed Nathan Woods.
Oh yeah.
A black man was convicted. So there was a murder, a triple murder in 2004 of three police officers.
Mm-hmm.
And him and a man named Kerry Spencer got convicted for that crime.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure when Kerry Spencer told this information to police or the authorities, but he said that Nathaniel Woods was never involved. I think it was after the conviction he confessed this. Mm-hmm. So he said that Nathaniel Woods was not involved. Nathaniel Woods was sentenced to death. I think they executed him about...
So they're still doing that sentencing?
Yeah, Alabama. They still have the death penalty.
Death penalty, yeah.
So the problem with that is that you have a man that was involved in the crime
saying this
saying that this individual was not there. I acted alone. I did this, I acted alone. He was not part of it. So I don't know all of the facts of the case, because he might have been just saying that to save somebody he knew, mm-hmm. save their life. Mm-hmm. But the fact is, we still have somebody saying that he had nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
I did it on my own. And then they still took his life.
Yeah.
So I have a question for you guys in terms of, you guys probably weren't expecting this, but mm-hmm. what do you guys think of the death penalty and how it's being used?
I honestly forgot about it. Like, I didn't even realize they still have that in place.
Yeah, yeah. So a few states in... it was abolished in Canada a long time ago.
Yeah, yeah.
I believe we did have it here in Canada, but in the States, there's still a few states that carry it out, obviously Alabama being one of them. Yeah,
man, I understand jailing somebody or whatever. Like, I don't... You know what? I'm funny with that. But anyways, even with putting him in jail and leaving him in there for life or whatever, taking another person's life... I don't fully agree with it, man. As in, you should not be able to decide how that person goes.
No matter the crime?
No matter the crime. Like, there could be punishment for it if you want to agree to something. Like, you know what I mean? On how you want to punish this person. But taking a life, period, you're not... To me, it's like you're not giving this person that chance to even... If he is to change or what it is, something is to change in their life or change their life, mm-hmm. they're denied that, period. Right. You know? So I don't fully agree with it.
Okay, right. So let me ask you a follow-up question, Stephen, because
mm-hmm.
You don't have any kids right now, right? So I can put this hypothetical on you. So somebody rapes and murders your daughter.
I get exactly where you're going with. Yeah. It's a deep one. No,
how would that change your answer? If it does change your answer, I would have hate.
I would be upset. Right. But again, to me, I wouldn't want to end the person's life. You know what I mean? Because then again, like, where does it stop?
Wow.
Period. You know what I'm saying? Like, to me, I I've dealt with that revenge thing. This is like even from high school and stuff like that. Like, before in my days, if a man look at me funny or a man wants to fight with me, I'm bust his ass. I'm a stand up for mine, right?
Right.
But then now in this day in life, I'm starting to learn that, like, what was the whole purpose behind it though? Like, after I beat his ass, what? You know what I mean? So well, it's like, why would you want to go that far to end someone's life? Period.
Right.
Just whatever they did to you, I mean, anger is a funny thing. You know what I'm saying? Anger, in that moment, I could feel like, hey, yo, I would like to murder this person.
Mm.
But I think when I come to my senses, it's like, it's just not worth it.
Right? Yeah, with any decision you want to make in your life, it's always good to take a step back and evaluate cool down. So, like, I wanted to interject before I go to Dane, but I'll let, like, what do you think?
Bro, so first question, death penalty?
Yeah.
I actually don't agree with it because I feel like society is set up based on competition, and not everyone is equipped with the education to make it. So some people are in a situation where they just have to do what they have to do to survive. Like we pretty much create a dog eat dog society with the way things are. I feel like we could if we iron things out in society, then we could solve a lot of problems by just fixing certain laws.
Murder is still going to exist, right? People are going to kill crimes of passion.
To a smaller degree, because now that's where I was going to go with that. Like, depending on the reason they did whatever they did, that's what we'd have to explore. But based on your second question, I would murder somebody based on that. But saying that, because if someone did, you know.
Right, because you were close to that. And
exactly.
Right.
But, and here's the thing to that, though. If a death penalty was in effect, then I wouldn't expect to be...
to be pardoned.
To be pardoned for that.
For your actions.
I know exactly why I did what I did.
Right.
And whether I'm calm or angry, I would murder you if you murdered my child.
Right.
That's just okay. There's no debating where he's coming from
with that. But again, to me, man.
But I wouldn't expect to escape the death penalty if there was one in place.
Right.
Yeah.
So I just saw a movie called Just Mercy. Right. So your boy Michael B. Jordan, he produced it. This guy's doing a lot of big things. Right. He was the villain in Black Panther.
Yeah.
You remember?
Yeah.
So him and Jamie Foxx starred in that movie, and it opened my eyes a bit.
Mm.
Because it was based on a true story of a real-life black lawyer that helped to get, I think, what's his number right now? 140 people off the debt, off debt penalty.
Yeah.
And the one story specifically he was defending was, I think it was one of his first cases, and he's still alive today, and he's still getting people off. Okay. Black, white, no matter what.
Mm.
So here's why I wouldn't say definitively I was for the death penalty before, based on crimes that we just mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But here's why I'm against it now, right? And it makes a lot of sense. Because a lot of people... So there's a percentage. I think it's 10% or between 10 and 20% of people executed...
Mm-hmm.
In states that have the death penalty are innocent.
Yeah, I could see.
Right?
Yeah.
So my thing is that the fact that you can actually kill the wrong person means that it should not exist at all.
At all.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I get that 90% of those people are guilty and they did the crime. What about the person that didn't?
Yeah.
Right? The fact that there's a percentage and a rate.
Mm-hmm.
No,
however small.
However
but,
small.
But that's what I'm saying.
Means that you're killing an innocent person one time out of 10.
Bro.
That's that number is too high.
You would call innocent and what you would call
no,
guilty.
But here's,
right.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing, though. But and that's what I was saying about the system. Like, we know the system, and you could pick any part of it. The judicial system. You could pick the healthcare system. Anything like that. Like it doesn't work. Like we argue and debate a lot about what's going to solve this problem, what's going to solve that problem. But
right.
The whole system should be torn down.
So. Okay.
And rebuilt. So that because
rebuilt. What do you mean rebuilt? Like
it's a flawed
system. Through unity, because we know what the system is built on. The current system is built on racism.
Yeah.
Or built by racism.
Racism. Yeah.
If with like in a multicultural place like Canada right now, why aren't we sitting down? Why aren't we picking a multicultural panel sitting down and talking about
because they wouldn't
laws?
Benefit on that.
Right.
Okay.
And then when it comes to the judicial system, like the criminal code and stuff like that, and how you find someone guilty, we need to revisit that because innocent people do get put in jail. And most of it, especially...
And do get...
Yeah, most of it is based on bias. Yeah.
Of course. So here's the reason why I brought up the death penalty on that case in Alabama. Because in 1963, there was a similar case. So in this case in 2004, this black man was convicted of murdering three white...
Mm-hmm.
individuals,
yeah.
And he was put to death. Whether or not
they did it or not, or so,
it does matter. That does matter. Whether or not he did it or not, obviously, it does matter.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a possibility that an innocent man was killed.
Yeah.
But regardless, he's a black man convicted of killing three white people
at that time.
That right mm-hmm. In 1963, there was a same state that has the same death penalty. A white man murdered. Three black girls, I believe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that person's he's up for parole this week, I believe.
Yeah,
and that person's alive in jail.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that bias that's there, obviously. It's in front of our eyes. It's not even something you got to look up.
Yeah.
It's just there
yeah.
that a white man is able to come up for parole for doing the exact same crime.
Thing. Yep.
But yet
sometimes even worse.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But forget even worse. We're talking about the exact same thing here.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
The white man's alive and he's available. He's eligible to go for parole.
Yeah, and the black man's dead.
And he's dead. And then he might not even have done it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So obviously, the system is flawed.
Yeah.
The justice system is flawed for sure. 100%. Just based on that alone, and we know the stats. We know that black folks are punished.
In every area, more so than white folks.
Yeah, for the same crime.
For the same crime.
Right?
Yeah.
So, the system is flawed. Obviously, it needs rebuilding, but how do we do that?
Start a little bit at a time, man. It starts with people talking about it. It starts with putting a proper panel together to sit down and talk about, okay, where are we going to start? What code are we going to tackle first, or what area are we going to tackle first? Because I feel like the whole system, and whether it doesn't matter what part of it, it's from school to careers, whatever
it
is. School,
needs to be revisited,
criminal code,
changed.
Healthcare system, not the healthcare, but health in general.
Mm-hmm.
I feel all of it needs to be fixed because there's bias in every single industry. out there. Like we, you remember that story with the rapper guy or the aspiring rapper?
Yeah.
I think we talked about that on the podcast.
Who that?
He
was in the hospital. Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's in health. Even in health, even in an industry where you're supposed to be taken care of.
Right.
You have bias.
Yep.
Yeah.
Today.
Yeah.
In this day and age.
Yep.
And we're running around trying to fix symptoms.
Yeah.
When we should sit down and fix the actual problem, which is the system.
Yeah.
It's a huge task, but we got to sit down and chip away at it. We just have to.
It's to get the people, like the amount of people, to sit down with you and discuss these problems.
I think we have. I think there's enough. Well, we know for sure there's enough Black folks that know we need to do something about it.
And I believe there is people who are doing stuff about it now too.
Well, it needs to be done on a bigger scale. We have, and we know for sure, I know we do have enough whites and other races that are willing to sit down and deal with it. Mm-hmm. It's just majority Blacks. We live through it. We know for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe it's up to us to push for something like that, because
it'll definitely be up
to us. If you could change Bibles, if you could go from Old to New Testament, why can't we get a new system?
And these Bibles are based around this new system. This system as it is too, but yeah, I get what you're saying. Yeah.
But yeah.
Hard to change laws apparently, man.
Hey, if the people want it, trust me.
Well, it's proven, because those people...
You know about that, let them eat cake. Marie Antoinette, you guys know that story.
No, I don't.
What? In short, she ignored the people, and she got beheaded in her courtyard. Yeah. So we could do the same thing with the system.
Create our own
You could
system.
Only shit on the people for so...
Yeah.
So the people got to want it.
The people have to want it. Yeah, people have to not just want it. They have to be willing to get up and do something about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, bleed for our cause.
Pretty sure there's enough people that want it. But not everyone's distracted and busy with their daily lives. Right. They feel like it's not the most important.
Nah, man, a lot of people are... You say not everyone's busy and distracted by their daily life?
I said everyone is.
Oh, okay.
Everyone's
okay.
Distracted and busy, but and so it's not prioritized.
Yeah.
Not everyone's thinking it's a priority, but we need to... Like, things are going to get easier across the board if we look at this as a priority.
Yeah, we make it a priority.
It is distraction, man.
Yeah. Yeah, man, so... Yeah, I'm not really surprised with... I'm surprised where Steven's coming from, though. Like, that...
With what?
Your stand on the death penalty and revenge and vengeance?
It does take a lot, man.
That threw me off, too. It was like, Gandhi!
It does take a lot.
Gandhi over here.
You gotta look at it from that perspective.
A dreadlock like you, my
To me, honestly, let me tell you the truth, though. I'm just saying, if you deem a person guilty and everybody else is getting involved, who else was there to know exactly what happened? You know what I'm saying? So, like, the system...
No, forget all of that shit.
Yeah.
Let's say we do have... evidence, videos, and like we know for a fact. Like, I'm surprised that,
but to me, I want to believe that person could still, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, and I got you.
You know what I'm saying? Go so far, and they could have.
I commend you.
A change,
man.
You know?
Yeah,
I mean,
for real.
That shit at
it's
all.
Deep.
Because if you think about what taking a life is, bro,
this is what I'm saying. Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, taking
you're not
somebody's
giving that
life.
Person a chance to even turn around. You know what I'm saying?
No.
That person
forget.
didn't give your.
I understand that person
either.
Didn't give my daughter a chance, but. Now, to me, it's like, okay, I'm killing you because you killed her.
Eye for an eye, motherfucker.
An eye for an eye. You know what I mean? But now, to me, it's like, you know, that suffering is not finished there. Even if you wanted to suffer, it's like, if I kill you now, you're done.
Right.
You know what I mean? I would rather you learn from what you did. You know what I'm saying? Sit. And
or see him suffer.
See him suffer. You know what I mean?
Okay, so now it makes sense. He's more he's cynical. He wants to see a person...
I want them to know what they did. I want them to know what they did, see what they did, learn from what they did.
And
for me, if I did, let's just say,
so you would torture
to rob me. Say someone tried to rob me, and I beat them down. But now, I could have stopped there from beating them down, but I beat them so bad they died.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying? People could look at me and be like, "Hey," and I heard when you guys talking about for the reason why the person did whatever they did or whatever. Now, I didn't mean to beat him to death, but I beat him.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's looking at me like, this guy beat this guy to death. Mm-hmm. Something's fucked up with this guy. We need to jail him. We need to this and the death penalty because...
Yeah, I bet no one else is going to rob you, though.
No one else is going to rob me of my stuff I have. But, hey, that's still a life, man.
Yeah, but you got peace of mind now. That's the price you pay.
My peace of mind would come from, yo, you need
but
to sit there.
You know what's funny? Most people that oppose the death penalty, they do come from Steven's perspective, where it's like, like, an act of violence is not going to solve.
Fighting fire with fire
doesn't work. Yeah. And you got to give people a chance to
at least
to turn their life around. That's not my stance. If I know definitively, you know, but I understand that stance. That wouldn't be my stance. My stance is that if we're actually killing innocent people, that didn't commit these crimes, then it should not exist
still,
at all.
That's still a tricky one because I could agree with you guys on that. But then again, in my mind, it's like, okay, I want to try and get to the roots, but why is this guy doing it? Like,
I think to an extent, I actually do agree with you, but it would depend on the crime.
Yeah,
right.
Like assault and robbery, burglary and stuff like that. I understand. Like, I don't feel like look at the situation where now we have weed being legal, but we still have people in jail for selling weed. How many
years
ago?
Yeah, man.
Like, they should have been let off like by now.
Yeah.
Like, there should have been a rapid reform in place, because now weed is legal. You shouldn't be able to hold. I don't care what the law was.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be able to still hold anyone.
With it being accountable
for something that was illegal and is now legal,
because they were selling it before your head of time, and then now you deemed it illegal.
Exactly, you should let them go. There's people in jail for
they
over
ain't
60
do nothing
years
else, but, yeah.
and numbers like that for just having a little bit of weed on them when it was illegal. Yeah. But in the same way, you have innocent people in jail for that long too that did nothing.
Yeah,
nothing wrong. Like, so even though. You have the possibility of you have innocent people being executed, or the possibility of them being innocent. You have when you get an inkling after so many years that okay, this person might be innocent. There should be a quick resolve. There should be like, okay, we need to get on this right away. Like, I don't see any of that in the system, especially when it comes to black people. Like, there's never any haste.
Yeah.
To solve the problem. Well, let's look into this. Let's see what's going on. There's a possibility that, like in the case that you brought up, you know, someone that was involved is saying, hey, this person didn't do anything. Whether that guy was lying or not, they should have been like, okay.
At least investigate, or at least take it further than that.
Just let him go, because if it was the opposite way, because they use people that are involved in crime to convict higher ups in the same organizations. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you give deals to criminals the opposite way.
Yeah.
So so what's the problem now? So if one person said, whether that guy was guilty or not, this other person that was involved said, no, he wasn't.
Right.
So let him go. Of course, I know the implications there too, but anyway. But yeah. So yeah, man. Gandhi. That shit still threw me off guard. That was pretty good of you, man.
Hey, people do deserve second chances, right? But
I want to say so, man.
For sure. I feel you, man. I feel you. I feel you, because we all make mistakes, right?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
All right. You got anything else to say, Steven?
BRT.
We're good to go.
We about to sign out. Yo, that was that one turned up a little bit. We went from aliens to fucking
sleep paralysis
to the death penalty and all in like about an hour or so. So we keeping it live every week. So stay tuned. Don't go nowhere.
Yes, sir. We got more to come.
Yeah, man. For all the new people up in here, this is the Broken Round Table, episode 22.
22.
For all our loyal listeners, welcome back.
Yep.
And we signing out.
And don't go nowhere.
Peace. You can leave now.